We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and I believe Dave has an update real quick before we get into our conversation with Director Butler. Update on coronavirus cases.
That's right. We have three new positive cases in Riley County today, so that brings the total cases up to 40 now. The three latest are a 26-year-old female, a 33-year-old male, and a 22-year-old female. There are three positives and three persons under investigation that are at the hospital right now. One of those is a Riley County resident. One is on a ventilator. And we have 113 tests pending, so those kits are coming into play. And so we're going to see more numbers as more tests are being made available. Look for those numbers to increase and maybe somewhat dramatically. So we'll have more on this throughout the day, but that's the latest information that we have here from our emergency management folks that from Vivian Uccello at part of the Riley County COVID-19 response team. She's the lead PIO person. She's the public information officer for the city of Manhattan. So lots of information there to pass along. That's just Riley County information as that we have now.
Okay. Good to know. And, the case numbers continue to grow and here and statewide, and we'll continue to monitor that. We'll continue our conversation here with Director Butler. And I know you guys at the police department have been pretty instrumental in helping keep the community updated with these daily updates through with Vivian and Haley and all the others. And obviously Assistant Director Muldrup participating in a number of these. And, boy, that's, I think, a real nice community service.
I got to tell you how impressed I am with how that whole daily update has come together. And as you mentioned, it is a team effort with various departments in the county. I've been joking with the assistant director that we're going to have to buy him a Sharpie to give after this is all over, since he's become so famous being in everybody's living rooms and phones every day. I think he's doing a great job behind the scenes. Haley and Vivian are just hitting it out of the ballpark and gathering information, presenting it in a digestible format that's positive and informative, so our community doesn't create their own narrative and rumors start. So my hat's off to all of them. They're doing a great job.
It's so tough, to keep the information straight. Once you get something published, it changes. And that's what we've been experiencing here for about a month and a half now, almost.
Yeah, the conflicting guidelines, not from them, but conflicting guidelines from other sources that we have to keep adjusting to. That is a little unsettling to citizens and even my employees. And so I'm trying to stay measured and not knee-jerk every new piece of information and create confusion. But that's probably been one of the most challenges with messaging, is to make sure it's consistent. The one thing that I have remained consistent with my own employees is, with all those other changes, one thing has not changed, and that is, if you're sick, stay home, wash your hands, don't touch your face, and stay away from people who you don't know whether they're infected or not. And so we keep preaching that consistently.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, kind of want to end on a positive note here. I know there's a lot of uncertainty going forward, but there is some good news happening behind the scenes, as we've talked about here with the daily updates that are being done by our great employees here in the city and county. There's also CLIA, the CLIA accreditation that happens on a yearly basis, I think. Isn't that right?
Well, actually, it's not yearly. It's every 4 years, but the CLIA stands for the Commission on Accreditation for Law Enforcement Agencies. And this department has been accredited since 1991 and just earned their ninth reaccreditation award, which is pretty amazing. It's the longest accredited department in the state. We did not go to the conference because the conference was canceled, so our hearing was a virtual one, and we were not able to in person receive our award. So I have tentative plans at the appropriate time to ask the Chamber of Commerce to host a coffee here at the police department in the lobby and invite members of the community and have the CALEA regional program manager present the award to us. So many employees who've worked here and members of the community have become accustomed to this department being accredited, which is rare. Only 5% of the departments in the country are. And I think it's important to celebrate this continued standard of excellence that we are trying to maintain because it does affect the kinds of services we provide and the accountability and transparency to the community. So I want to make a big deal out of, you know, the standards that we're adhering to in terms of that service.
It's nice to know that we've got the longest accredited police department here in our backyard.
Yeah, and I don't think we talk about it enough, and citizens, I wouldn't say take it for granted. They might take the kinds of good services they receive for granted, but they don't understand what guides that. Obviously, people have to carry it out, but we have a nice blueprint and template and regular inspections by CALEA to make sure we're in compliance with those standards. And there's a lot of effort involved in that, but it's for a good reason. I mean, we are the only police department in the county, so citizens don't have another choice if they need law enforcement services. So we're committed to giving them the best we can every time.
Very good. Well, I know this week was also Administrative Assistance Week, and you've got a pretty good one there, Nicole Glessner, who keeps you busy, I know for sure.
You know, she's great. You know, when I came here, I've never had a full-time executive assistant before. I've had one that I shared with others. And I told her, I said, you know, I'm pretty self-sufficient. You probably will get bored with me, but I didn't realize how much I was going to take on in terms of community outreach and engagement and being out of the office. And if I didn't have her helping me keep things straight, it would be a mess. So she's actually off today, but she's doing a great job, and I and the department are very fortunate to have her and many other assistants in the department as well.
Yeah. She's always helpful to me too, so I really appreciate all the work she does. I'll tell you what, we have another phone caller here with a question, so let's get to them. Good morning, you're on In Focus.
Good morning. How's everybody at K-Man and the director?
Very good, thank you.
Go ahead. Do you have a question?
Okay. My question is, we haven't heard a report on how your better half likes Manhattan. I'm sure she does. And this proves the fact that it was stated that she would like it when she got here because we'd have great law enforcement in the near future. And we're so fortunate to have someone of your ability, capability, and knowledge at this time. Nobody knew this was coming, except maybe the Chinese. But
well, thank you.
Raleigh County area and everybody's very fortunate to have you and for taking the job.
Well, thank you very much for your support. I appreciate it. My wife loves Manhattan. She had a part-time job and had applied for a full-time job and was offered the position, and it was right when all of this went down, so currently she's unemployed. In fact, my sister and her husband in Washington, D.C. are unemployed, and a lot of my family and friends are going through very similar experiences members of this community are, and so I talk to them often and hear what they're going through, and it really creates a tremendous amount of empathy on my part for what our citizens are going through. It's tough, but we will get through this, and we're just taking one day at a time, and I appreciate your support.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah, this is touching everybody. There's a domino effect to it all, and you know we're seeing that here. Hopefully we'll get back to normal within the next few weeks, we're hoping. I know everyone's kind of pulling. Everyone wants to get back and get into the stores and restaurants and movie theaters, and just can't do it just quite yet.
No, but we will. We'll get there.
Absolutely. Well, Director, is there anything else you want to touch on here? We got about a minute.
No, I just wanted to say again, thank you for giving me an opportunity every month to have a conversation with members of our community and asking me good questions about what the department is doing and what our plans are. Again, it's a wonderful community here. I'm very fortunate to be here, and I work every day as hard as I can to meet the expectations that our citizens have. So thank you very much.
All right. We sure appreciate it. Again, Director Dennis Butler joining us here every month on In Focus, the final Friday of the month, and we'll be putting that the link to this interview on our website very shortly at newsradiokman.com. Director Butler, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too. That'll do it here for today's edition. Coming up on Monday, we will talk with the Sunset Zoo. Some officials talking about the latest updates on what's going on there. We'll also have an interview with Congressman Roger Marshall that will air on Monday as well. I'm Brandon Peoples for News Radio KMAN.